Hello and welcome to Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Eric Hogarth, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Coming up later in the show, we will do some myth busting with Matt Pastor. We will go on the case with Heath Grossman. But for now, Eric, always a pleasure. How are you?
John, I'm great. Always a pleasure to be here with you, my friend. How are you?
Doing great. And a lot to cover today. We'll dive right into it. A lot of moving parts, a lot of things we need to let people know about. Let's dive right into, Eric, some financial truths, some truth bombs, if you will.
Sounds good.
I'm going to just give you a statement and you can explain why it's true. Let's start with this. The media can be your biggest enemy when it comes to financial planning, which I realize is a little bit ironic as we say that here on the radio, but
here on the media,
why can the media sometimes be your biggest enemy?
A whole bunch of reasons. Number one is they don't know anything about you, right? So that's one of the big rules when you're talking about investing or planning is don't make changes. Don't take advice from people who don't know anything about you because it's different. Everyone's different. There's some common themes here approaching retirement. A lot of people concerned about, you know, is it going to be enough? Am I going to be okay? But there is no shortage of advice out there. You know, there are, I remember talking to a client years ago and he said, you know, when I was growing up, there was, you know, you read the paper for news and then, you know, you saw the evening news. And now there's 24/7 news and there's brilliant opinions on every different perspective and this and it's, you know, you want to be informed, you want to be educated, but a lot of that can just lead to paralysis of analysis and you don't do anything. And then you're just feeling anxious that I've got to be doing something, but I just don't want to make a mistake. And that's why you should go talk to people and get some advice that is specific to you. But try not to get yourself all worked up because the media, and this is not going off the rails on it, but their job is to sell media, keep you engaged in it. And a lot of that can be real... It can get people real upset, and maybe you don't need to be upset over that stuff.
Well, I'm just sitting here in stunned silence to learn that the people on the cable news channel were not giving me advice that was specific to me. Nobody told me that before.
Well, this is like the neighbor advice. When the market's doing well and everyone's like, oh, you should buy this and you should buy that. And it's, you should talk about fishing or something else. not giving financial advice when you're, you know, going for your morning stroll. I mean, it's, you know, it's fine, but, you know, that's like, you know, when a group of people go to the casino, 30 people on a bus go to the casino. And what's the story you hear the next day? Well, you know, Maggie put 25 cents into a slot machine and she made $100. And that's absolutely amazing. And oh, my goodness, so exciting. That's what keeps you coming back. No one mentions that 29 other people on the bus lost everything they brought with them. I'm not beating up on casinos here, but it's like, OK, like, yeah. let's. Stay focused on you and things that we can actually enact change on that are going to help you and not just get you worried about everything under the sun, which sometimes is what the media can do.
Pretty good analogy. No offense to the casino owners out there. All right. How about this truth bomb for you? Emotions, Eric, are rarely your friend when making financial decisions. I think people maybe intellectually recognize that and yet still go make emotional financial decisions.
Well, a lot, yeah, we know the rules. I don't mean, okay, Johnson Brunetti and Eric know the rules. We all know the rules. Like if I stop a random 50, 60, 70-year-old on the street and say, hey, when the stock market's down and you own a good stock, what should you do? You know, they'll say, buy more or what else? Well, don't, you know, don't sell. What's the worst thing you could do? Sell. What does everyone do? Right, because there's the reality of, okay, this is what I think I am supposed to do, but then there's your brain, you know, and the emotions and controlling you. And why do you save money in the first place? To be comfortable. And comfortable is different for everyone, right? But you want to be able to sleep at night. You want easy. So it's, you know, the folks we're talking to are either retired or about to, and you've never done it before. So I know what you did when you were 40. But you just don't know how you're going to react when you're 65 years old. Something happens. It's your life savings. You're done making money. You can't save more money. And that can really mess up a plan, and that's why you need a plan. It doesn't mean you should be in the market or should not be in the market, but you should have a plan so you don't make a mistake as a result of emotion, which a lot of people do.
Got to be careful with those emotions and your financial plans. All right, here's a financial truth, Eric. Probably the last one we'll hit here.
Okay.
The market always moves in cycles. Again,
yes.
Intellectually, I think people know that, but in the heat of the moment, they tend to forget.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, this is assuming that you own good stuff, like when, you know, when the market goes down. And you're like, okay, I'm just going to wait for it to come back. Well, if you own Enron stock, it ain't coming back, right? So this requires taking a closer look at what it is that you're doing. You know, I talk to people who say, well, you know, Eric, I sell in May and I go away because the market always goes down in the summer. No, it doesn't. Like, I don't know where you read that or heard that, you know, probably from that media that's freaking you out. All that stuff, or, you know, it's an election year, so the market's going to go up. Like, according to who? Like, you know, we've never had this election before and we've never had this May before. So, like, there's a reason that every disclaimer of every security ever written says past performance is no indication of future performance, because it's not. But the world's probably not ending. And every stock is probably not going to zero. But there's times the market goes down, it pops right back up. There's times the market goes down, and it does not. So what you need is balance. Again, you need a plan. You can't have all your money in one thing, even if it's the best thing under the sun, because you can't tell me it's always going to be. A lot of people get themselves in hot water with that, particularly if it's the company you work for, because you say, well, I know I keep too much of that stock, but I really got my finger on the pulse. Bluntly, no, you don't. So be careful. Careful's good. There's a reason if you had a week and I gave you a gallon of water to live on for that week, you probably wouldn't keep it in one bucket. Well, if it's your life savings, same rule.
There's our truth bombs, and we promised you Matt Pastor with some myth busting. So Eric tells us why things are true. Matt's about to tell us why something might be a myth.
It's time for Myth Busting with Matt.
Yes, sir. Let's bust some myths with Matt Pastor, retirement income certified professional at Johnson Brunetti. Matt, why is this a myth? Once you're retired, life insurance is no longer necessary. I think a lot of people get through their working years. They say, well, I don't have any kids in the house anymore. They're done with college. That's what I bought this life insurance for in the first place. I no longer need life insurance. Why is that a myth?
Yeah, so the reason why that might be a myth, and John, pleasure as always, thank you for having me, is because a lot of situations that individuals and couples find themselves in doesn't necessarily lend itself to being debt-free in retirement. There are a good number of people that we've met with, that we work with, that retire and they still hold on to a mortgage or they still have a mortgage. So having a life insurance policy just to cover the remaining liability on the mortgage, especially in retirement, is always a good thing, because again, it's a tax-free death benefit. I have a lot of clients, and we recommend this, you know, have a death and burial policy. So instead of utilizing your retirement assets as a means to pay for those costs upon your passing, have that small whole life policy or universal life policy that'll cover that cost tax-free. Another type of insurance, you know, I think most people think of insurance as like term insurance or group insurance through work or whole life, for instance. But, you know, a big one nowadays is long-term care insurance. And you're right, you alluded to it earlier, John, where most people will get insurance for when they're younger, they're working, and if something happened to them unexpectedly, that's that kind of that cash infusion to help pay off liabilities and to help the surviving spouse get through their working years. But once you transition to retirement, things change. And there are types of insurance like long-term care insurance, for instance, where you can utilize insurance to protect those assets that you spent maybe 20, 30, 40 years building up, that should you or your spouse or both of you find yourselves in a medical situation, that insurance can pay out to protect those assets, not only for each other, but for their beneficiaries.
That tax-free component of life insurance that you mentioned, I think is something that maybe a lot of people either don't think much about or aren't aware of. I think most people probably who have bought life insurance in the past weren't buying it with the idea that, ooh, the death benefits from this will be tax-free. What a great tax planning thing I can do. That's not why they were buying life insurance. But for some of these other uses that you're talking about, other than just, well, let me make sure the kids can get through college if something happens to me. Some of these other uses of life insurance, that tax-free component is a pretty crucial part of it.
Absolutely. And you think about it from the standpoint of, and you know, I go back to that example of someone who retires with a mortgage. You can be the best saver and have built up a very good nest egg in your retirement accounts. A lot of clients that we work with now are in their call it late 50s, 60s, and into their 70s. You know, something like a Roth IRA, for instance, where there's that tax-free component when you pull that money out, that wasn't as common and available to our client base that we're mostly working with. So a good amount of their nest egg is pre-tax. So you can have $1 million in a retirement account, but if you need to pay off the mortgage because your spouse has passed while you're in retirement, to take $100,000 or $150,000, whatever the remaining mortgage liability is, to take that out of a pre-tax account could be a tax detriment to you. Whereas having that life insurance policy that's tax-free, you can avoid that situation altogether.
So you might say, well, I don't need life insurance anymore at this stage of my life. And you know what? You might be right. But you're not automatically right just because you've reached a certain stage of life. It might actually be a very useful tool for you. So it's a myth to say that once you're retired, across the board, life insurance is no longer necessary. Thank you, Matt. You're listening to Money Wisdom with the team from Johnson Brunetti. That discussion with Matt, another great example of how you need to get that personalized advice. You need to understand what's right for you, because this idea of, well, I read this somewhere, or somebody told me I don't need this anymore, or I should be doing something different with my money. They don't know. They don't know your personal situation. The way that you can really understand what you need to be doing with your money is by getting that Money Map retirement review. Eric, tell us what that's all about and how we can make that happen for ourselves.
Well, you give us a call and we'll give you a call back, right? You'll leave a message and you call us 1-800-705-1232. You leave us a message, we'll call you back, we'll schedule that time. And it is an easy thing to procrastinate, isn't it? It's an easy thing to say, nah, I don't really think we need that. It's a second opinion. Like, when would a second opinion be a bad thing? Obviously, I'm biased because I think it's a great idea to come and sit down with someone. But whether you're talking about your health or your taxes or your financial plan, sit down, take a look at things, because, you know, as we were talking about before, your life is different. It's not the same as it was a year ago, and it's not going to be the same in a year. So take a look at where you are right now. Is it still the best place to be? Maybe it is, right? And if that's how that conversation goes, that, hey, you're doing a great job, keep doing what you're doing. You call us in the future, you need some guidance on it. I think that'd be a great conversation for you to have, and we'd feel great having it with you just to get the peace of mind that, okay, we're on the right track, but maybe there's something that you can improve, and that'd be a great thing to know too. So give us a call, 1-800-705-1232, and come in. We'll have a conversation, and we'll talk about this stuff specific to you, and I think it'll help you.
Once again, that's 800-705-1232 if you'd like to get your own Money Map retirement review. Call or text, whichever is easiest for you. There's no cost, there's no obligation to come in and go through that process. You'll also leave with a copy of a book from the Johnson Brunetti Library, several that you can choose from, and there you figure out which one is going to be the most helpful to you. You take it with you, it's yours when you come in for your Money Map retirement review. But most importantly, you'll leave with that clearer understanding of where you stand right now with your money. And then you know what you need to do moving forward. And if you want help moving forward from the team at Johnson Brunetti, well, you can figure out what that looks like then. But that's not required to get that Money Map retirement review. Again, 800-705-1232 is the number to call. That's 800-705-1232. You're listening to Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Eric Hogarth, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. It's time, Eric, to open up the mailbag. Let's see what folks have for you this week. And we're going to go to Carmen, who says, our son is in his 20s and has some addiction problems. We don't want to make him a 50-50 beneficiary along with our daughter on all of our accounts, because we feel that getting a large sum of money would be detrimental to him. But we also don't want to just leave it all to our daughter and nothing to him. I know we're not the first family with this problem, so how do people usually handle this?
Carmen, thanks for reaching out. That's obviously a hard situation. And something that people will come in sometimes and say, well, in this instance, okay, well, we're going to leave all the money to our daughter. She's really responsible. And then she's going to take care of our son. Well, bluntly, I wouldn't do it that way. Because first of all, your daughter's going to incur typically all the taxes and any fees in doing it that way. But what I'd recommend is finding a good estate planning attorney to help you with this stuff, special needs trust planning. I mean, it's set up for these reasons. And you know, there's lots of good attorneys out there. We have a whole network of folks that we've come to meet and trust and know over the years that we can point you in that direction. But that's really what you want to do, whether it's addiction, whether it's special needs, to just make sure that everything that you saved is going to do what you want it to do. And sometimes people do need help and protecting from themselves. And you can do that to make sure they're going to be okay even when you're no longer able to take care of them and help them yourself.
Suffice it to say, Carmen, there is a way to do what you want to do. And you're right. You're not the first person to deal with this challenge. You just need the right help to help get you there. All right. How about Johnny? Johnny says, we currently have our primary home and a beach house, and we owe about $150,000 on each of them. I'll be getting an inheritance soon that will be enough to pay off one house or the other. But should I do that? If so, which one? For what it's worth, we're likely to sell the primary home in a few years and move to the beach.
Okay. So, Johnny, this one's loaded because it depends what the rest of your situation is. I do want to answer the question, you know, add value here, but what's your investment situation look like? Are you saving money? How about the 401ks? You gonna have a pension? How old are you? What about Social Security? There's a lot that goes into this. But if we're looking at it just on the beach houses, and I would say give us a call and we'll look at the full picture here. But if your primary is ultimately going to be the beach, I'd probably prioritize paying that one off. At the same time, if you have two mortgages, one of them is better than the other one. Which one you paying higher interest on? Where's the rate better? Are you definitely going to sell the primary home? Because you said you're likely to sell it. So are you definitely going to sell it? A lot of times you pay off the mortgage with the higher interest rate. So I'd find out those rates first, but do please give us a call and we'll talk more about your full situation.
We promised you that we'd go on the case with Heath. Heath Grossman is here to give us a case study to help us learn about some financial planning principles. Let's do it.
But how do you know about them?
Elementary, my dear Watson. This man has been dead for at least 2 hours.
It's time for On the Case with Heath.
Yes, you can relax because Heath is on the case. Heath Grossman, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti. Heath, we're talking today about a 60-day rollover gone wrong. I guess the first question I should ask before you describe what happened here is, what's the 60-day rollover all about? When we say 60-day rollover, what are we talking about?
Yeah, sure. This is a tricky one. There's a few different ways where you can roll over or transfer a retirement account. And, you know, one of the ways that people used to do it, you know, if you think back to the 1980s when interest rates were really, really high and, you know, be able to go to different banks and ask them what their IRA CD rates were, and you can kind of play them off of each other. So people had accounts in different places. And when those came due, if you came to the bank and said, well, okay, well, what's the new rate? Oh, well, gee, I don't like that rate, so I'm going to take it to a new bank. You got to, you know, they would pay the money out to you. And as long as you got that money into a new IRA within 60 days, you were okay. It was not taxable to you. And people used to do that all the time. Now, a few years ago, the rules changed on that. So they put a limitation on that, in that you can only do that once per 12-month period of time. So not calendar year, because sometimes people think about it in terms of a calendar year, but actually once per a 12-month period of time.
All right. So we have two possible pitfalls here. One, you don't get the money in the new account within 60 days. Or two, you accidentally do it twice within 12 months. What did you run into on this particular case?
Yeah, exactly. And it's really the latter situation. So we started to work with some folks, and you know, they came in and they had a rollover check. They had money that was paid out to them, and we got it into an IRA, and they said, "Yeah, I had this money paid out to me, and it's, you know, I'm within the 60 days and I just need to get it into an IRA." So we helped them to do that. Now, lo and behold, what we did not know is they did this same thing, you know, about 8 months ago, and they were not aware of this 12-month rule. And ultimately, you know, this rollover here was taxable to them, so they had to pay taxes on the money.
Nothing you can do after the fact to fix the problem, I guess.
No, there's really nothing you can do in a situation. I think the most important thing is just being cognizant of these different rules. And also, wherever you can, I mean, I would try to stay away from even doing a 60-day rollover at all, because you never know when you might need to do it in the future. But if you can transfer directly or roll over directly from one financial institution to another, where it's never really passing through your hands, you know, you can handle the check, but you never want that check made payable to you. That's the real key component here. Whenever we help people out with rolling over or transferring retirement account money, you know, I would say 99% of the time we are just doing that directly from one institution to another. So we don't have to worry about coming up against some of these different rules.
Now, a lot of times I know people will say, you know, my 401k will only mail the check to me. They'll make it out to, you know, Fidelity or TD Ameritrade or whoever, but they won't mail the check to Fidelity. They'll only mail the check to my house, even though it's not made out to me. That doesn't cause a problem, right? Like, the 60-day clock is not running on that, is it?
Correct. That's not a problem at all. I have no problem at all with the check being mailed to you. The most important thing is, who is the check made payable to? That's the most important thing. So mailing it to you, not a problem at all. And I would say in most situations, that's actually what we do.
One of these things that to you is pretty simple, you can probably do it in your sleep, Heath, but for a lot of people, there's stress and anxiety with this particular maneuver, just because things can go wrong if it's not something you do every day and you know exactly what the rules are. So all the more reason to reach out and get help. Eric covered a lot of ground on the show today. Thanks to Matt. Thanks to Heath for their guidance on the topics they brought us. And just wanted to wrap up today by giving folks a chance once again to come in for their Money Map retirement review. I think, right or wrong, there's a lot of fear and trepidation that people have when it comes to seeing a financial advisor. So you probably lean into that, right? You make these visits as uncomfortable as you can.
I mean, I find that is the best way to help people, is just to freak them out, right? No, absolutely not. First of all, I respect anyone who is, I don't know if courage is the word, but is willing to come and have this conversation, because it is easy to procrastinate. And there is some unspoken, silly rule somewhere that says, well, you know, you should be able to do this on your own. You should be good at financial planning. Why? You're not expected to be good at doing your own dentistry. You know, it's come in, have a conversation, and we're there to listen. And, you know, whether you're the person that is reading the Wall Street Journal every day, or the person who's never looked at a statement in your life, it is your money, it is your plan, and you've saved it, and you need it to do what you need it to do. So let's talk about it. But I admire people that are willing to come in and have that conversation, because good for you, right? So give us a call. Number's 1-800-705-1232, and let's talk about it. And that's all it is. And we'll see what you've done and where you are. And a lot of those people that come in, I'd say the majority of those people are in a better position than they think they are. And it's a real nice thing to be able to say, hey, you know, it doesn't matter what someone says or what you hear, you're in a good spot for you. And that's what you needed this to do. So again, 1-800-705-1232. Give us a call.
And if you're not in as good a shape as you think, well, wouldn't you at least like to know that? Instead of just blindly whistling past the graveyard, wouldn't you at least like to know there are some red flags in your situation? But as Eric said, most people actually are in better shape than they realize. And then you leave with this added confidence that, yes, I can retire at 65 or whatever age I was thinking. Or maybe I can retire already and I thought I needed to work another couple of years. You might find that out. Money Map Retirement Review, very helpful for clarifying those issues for you. 800-705-1232 is the number to call, or text if that's easier for you. If you're texting, just include your first and last name. We'll get back with you that way. You don't need to have your calendar in front of you right now when you call. We'll contact you later and actually find a time. For now, you're just leaving a message that says, yes, I would like that Money Map Retirement Review. 800-705-1232 is that number. One more time, 800-705-1232. Thanks so much for tuning in this week to Money Wisdom. We'll talk with you next week, right here, same time, same place, with the team from Johnson Brunetti. the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Have a great week.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered through JN Financial, LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the Yukon Huskies athletic program.
Better Money is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti.